This great Claire's Matt and Kimber catch up is for Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
This is very exciting. In the year of 2021, so when we return in January, you guys come back in January.
Yep.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little will be doing the drive show on Mix 94.5 between 3 and 6pm.
Very nice.
Carrie and Tommy on the line right now. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Guys, it is so exciting to be here. What do we need to know? Is there an initiation process? Is there a paddling ceremony? Do we need to all get together and get nude? What happens?
Swim to Rottnest?
Yeah.
Damn
Don't
it.
Don't laugh. You've been wanting to do that.
Yeah, I want to, but there's one thing that is holding me back.
You can't swim.
I can't swim. And I feel like that is quite a big part of
the
Rottnest
swim. But I'm already feeling a story arc coming. I think that could be the first thing we do now that we are a part of your show and your network is that you can swim to Rotto.
Yeah, guys, have you done the Rotto swim?
Oh, goodness, no.
Tommy, we're not stupid.
When I was seven, I did the first 25 metres. And I gave up. But I think the initiation for you guys joining Mix is, have you seen SAS Australia?
Oh, we have.
There's got to be something they did in there with those guys worked you hard. We'll get Ant Middleton to help us out.
I hope that's how they drop us into the station, just about 20 metres above from a helicopter, just out. And you guys are just holding there with a blanket, like the firefighters do when they drop a cat out the window.
I don't know what you're talking about. Contractually, I'm only allowed to watch
I'm a celeb.
Get me out of here.
Yes, of course.
But they also drop us in via choppers, so that works for me too.
And it could be I'm a celeb themed initiation. They could make you eat ostrich anus or something like that.
I mean, I would just eat that in my normal life.
Yeah, so don't knock it till you've tried it.
Different.
Well, guys, we are thrilled to have you joining us on the network. We're so excited. And for those who aren't familiar with your drive show, what can they expect? How do you two describe your show? Not just what's on paper, but what you think it is.
Look, I think our show has one real main centerpiece, and that is a game that we play every Wednesday, it's called the Time Game. And how it works is we say start, and then
you're honestly going to sell our entire show on?
Yes, yes.
This is for next year.
My
hope is that we're not still playing this game next year.
Let the guys hear it out. And then you have to say
Why don't you get them to guess what the game would be? What do you think would be the one thing that he's choosing to tell you all about our show? How would this game work, the Time Game?
Okay, so it's called the Time Game. So is it like, you know, time runs for a certain period of time before someone's allowed to say anything? If someone accidentally says the wrong word, they get booted.
Well, that's creative.
That's definitely a better idea than mine. Yep.
That's 2021 right there.
Maybe we could actually even have a...
Oh, my God. Are you going to make them play it?
Well, I thought it might be fun. So, guys, what you have to do, who would like to... You guys can nominate as a team. Who would you like to compete?
Okay, so it has to be two. So Matt and Kimber have a crack at it?
No, just one. Just
okay, let's throw Matty in the ring.
Okay, I'm ready.
Matty, all you have to do, mate, I will say start, and then you have to say stop when precisely 5 seconds are up. And if you get a bang on 5 seconds, you win our jackpot of cash, which I believe at the moment is $1,100.
Okay.
Matty, you ready?
Yep.
Set, go.
Downfall of the game is there's
stop.
A lot of silence.
Oh, so sorry.
You went too early, I think.
Yeah, that's a bit early.
Oh, do you think it was too early?
I do.
Excuse me, I did the time-honoured Mississippi 1, Mississippi 2.
Well, I thought it was Crocodile.
Tommy Little will tell you if you've got that right.
It was definitely short.
4.38.
Yeah.
So sorry.
I mean,
I've often been shorter than I thought I was.
You're a speedster.
Yeah.
I can see why Carrie's not sure about this game. And I can see...
I just don't feel like there's a lot of room to move and grow.
Kimber, I hear what you're saying. And yes, you can have a go as well.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Ready, set, go.
Stop.
Someone wants the game over quick. That was 3.72.
Damn it.
Yeah.
So now I want you to imagine that for 6.5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's what you'll hear next year in the afternoon.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you didn't oversell the show.
No, we
appreciate
your
efforts.
You know what, though? I'm excited to be on Mix because growing up, and Claire, we've spoken about this before, one of my fondest memories of being a teenager was when I was in the Rock of Stedford and we were in the finals, and we got to come up on stage and be interviewed by Claire Zee. And I still have the video. I was looking at it the other day. You haven't aged a day, mate.
Apart from that, but really long hair. Yeah.
I would have never thought that that young girl would one day get to work on the same network as you. So I'm excited.
I remember the interview that night. I'm going, Jesus, kid's confident. That's not bad, is it? Well, very cool.
We all remember the mullet. And speaking of mullets, stick around. We're going to have a chat about a fallen mullet amongst our team.
Time ran out for that mullet, didn't it?
It sure did.
Yeah. It's Mix 94.5 with Claire Zee, Matt and Kimber, and our new mates in Drive next year. Carrie and Tommy Moore shortly. How about the sound in 2021? How good's this with Carrie and Tommy joining us in Drive between 3 and 6 on Mix 94.5?
Woo!
And, just clap myself in.
Yeah, well done. Guys.
Sorry, we should have done that. Hey.
We're so happy to be with you. And as Carrie just mentioned a few minutes ago, that you and Claire Zee go way back. Mm. And yeah. I didn't know if you knew, but I actually have a lot of history with this team as well.
Oh, do you?
Yes. Maddie and I go way back. I met Matt doing one of my first stand-up tours many, many years ago. I think we were at the Charles Hotel, Matt.
That sounds right, brother. Yes, wow. Absolutely.
And I still would be able to recite your...
How long ago?
Oh, 11 years, maybe 12 years
ago. So what was the crowd that you were playing to, like 10, 20 or...
No, they were crammed in there. I reckon there was probably a crowd of about 200.
Yeah, they got a good crowd at the Charles.
The comedy goes off here. Yep.
Yeah.
How did Tommy go? Was he informed that night?
Carrie, I already knew. I think the whole room knew that a new star had been born.
I mean, that's lovely, but that's not the answer.
Mate, we're far from the shallows now. Star is born.
And, of course, I'm still doing the same jokes then that I was doing now. So, yeah.
Please tell me, are you still doing the Coke getting ordered to the table routine?
Occasionally, yes.
I feel like that is more dangerous than ever.
You know
what I think happened then, Tommy? He went, God, I forgot I had that joke.
Right.
And he just made a little
note
for
himself. Finally, some semi-new stuff.
Yeah. Now, Tommy, we need to talk to you because tried to pull off a new haircut. Now, I only say tried, not because it didn't look good on you, but only AFL players are allowed to decide what they want for their hair. And management said your mullet has to go.
Yeah, I had a pretty rude mullet going on, and we were going to film a television commercial for this radio show, and the bosses said the mullet had to go. Guys, if you get told that your head is too ugly for radio, it is a real achievement.
Having grown up, though, listening to Mix, that mullet is not a Mix mullet. Now I can understand. You would have affected the brand, mate.
What should I have? What should I have for Mix? A quaff or something?
Some highlights.
A quaff.
Yeah, I always I'm careful saying that because I never know if it's quaff or quiff.
Well, you're making me thirsty.
You know that. It's more an I, like quiff.
Yeah, if you've watched South Park, quiffing is a very different thing.
Yeah, don't go too much on the E.
What's a quaff?
Yeah, I thought it was a quaff too.
Quaff is right, yes.
Oh, is it?
If you're in New York, it's a cup of quaffy.
Yeah, it is.
Quaffy. I'm quaffing here.
Down on Broadway. Hey, Carrie, it's almost cricket season, right? So the Australian Test team are looking for new batsmen. We've got... Pekowski and Cam Green, but I believe in your world there's another new batting candidate who's in fine form.
Oh, mate, his form isn't... What do you call it when someone backs it up every single week?
Oh, consistent. Okay. Yes.
That it isn't. We're talking about my son. In fact, I was shocked that on Friday night he got 60 not out and had to retire. What? He was amazing. I think he was shocked as well. The photo is of somebody that's never experienced that before.
Success. What a guy.
You've got to dress it up, though. That doesn't mean he's inconsistent. That just means he's flashy.
It means he's an excitement machine, and
you never know what you're going to get.
His energy's on wicket keeping.
Right, okay.
He wants to be a gilly. And Chris and I have told him that's a good way to go because not everyone wants to be a wicket keeper, right? But you always need a wicket keeper.
True.
But you know what made me laugh the most, right? So, Ollie, even as I say this, I realise that his future in the Australian cricket team isn't looking likely. They have a break in the middle of play, and he requests when they do their training, and he requested we bring him down some food.
Right.
And so we brought him down an egg and bacon roll. And he saw us arrive, but they hadn't taken their break yet. They were still playing, and he went up to the coach and said, I need to leave the field now because my egg and bacon roll's arrived.
Priorities right.
And he got more chance of making it on MasterChef. Australian cricket.
He was hungry. That's all right.
He was hungry. Yeah. Our producers find the same when they bring us a toasted cheese sandwich. Oh, yeah. Suddenly we're like,
very
there's not
different
a lot going
show.
On.
Yeah.
Okay, you two, you have a brilliant Chrissian summer, and we will catch you on Mix 94.5 Drive Time. Carrie and Tommy on Mix 94.5 in 2021.
Thanks, guys.
Love you, guys.
Love ya.
Awesome. Talk to you soon.
See
Bye.
Ya.
Now, Dean Clares, after a very long time working here at Mix 94.5, you've decided to call it quits.
Yes.
You're bailing.
I am. Matt's not talking to me at the moment.
No, I'm not.
He's having trouble getting over it. We're having different days. Sometimes we're fine with it and we're very happy with you. Sometimes we're not happy at all.
We were all going to do it together.
I know. Sometimes things change, you know what I mean? Even though my wife of 11 years called me a loser this morning. Not that I'm sensitive.
No, sorry about that. Because, you know, you have been in radio a very long time. So long, indeed, that we know that your days, you've only had one other job, which was stacking basketballs at Mirrabooka Big W.
Pretty much.
When you were like 15.
Which you excelled at.
I was so good at it. I thought that was my gig for life.
Yeah.
And then I was lucky enough to get into radio at 17.
And have done it since then, done it at such a high level and deserve the chance to call it on your own terms, which is what you've done.
Well, a few days in the early days in Meriden weren't at a high level, mate. Rubbish.
Speaking of the early days of Meriden, so you needed some good parental support too, because you took off to Meriden when you were only 17 years of age and said, I'm going to start this radio career business.
Yeah.
And your dad, Reg, actually took you there.
It helps when you've got a business superstar to help you out, doesn't it?
It does. We thought it's time to talk to Reg Clares on the phone because I reckon in the whole time we've worked together, Claresy, we've only spoken to your dad once on air.
Isn't that incredible?
Reg, are you there?
Good morning.
G'day, mate.
Oh, Reg, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. Your son is a class act and we love him very much.
I've listened to him for 50-odd years, so I can agree with that.
Oh, beautiful.
I do that.
And Reg, Claresy tells us that you indeed drove him to his first gig in Meriden all those years ago in 1983. Do you remember that time?
Did he tell you that it wasn't my car? He had a little Ford Escort, or Ford Prefect van, fully enclosed, and he insisted that he wanted to go in that. So we drove up together. He had his interview, got the job, and then left me on the side of the road.
Thanks, Dad. See you, mate.
And, Reg, you know, what were you thinking at the time? Were you thinking he's got everything it takes, or were you just thinking, oh, this will be a bit of fun for him for a little while?
I know. He was committed. I mean, he studied a new music backwards, and he was very committed to the idea. So, I was pretty confident that he would make it.
Yeah, I still reckon that John Ventris at 6MD, who owned the Wheatbelt Mercury newspaper, I got the gig because Dad worked for Woolies. I thought he was going to get a Woolworths up there. But then you got to make it yourself, I guess, after that.
Oh, Reg, I mean, we know you've been a businessman for a long time, but, I mean, have you ever heard of anybody else who's been in the industry as long as your son? You must be very proud.
I am very proud. And no, I don't know too many people, particularly in times like this, that stay in jobs for a long time. Must be a bit of the old man in still, because I started work at 14 and retired at 74, so it was 60 years in the game.
Mm. Yeah, Matt and I are quite worried we're still going to have to work till we're 74.
Yes, yes. And Reg, Claresy, Dean assures us that he's not retiring, that this is just moving on to a different challenge, because I somehow can't see him hitting the lawn bowls quite at the moment.
No, well, maybe cricket. I can recall him when I was facing up to him in the nets and he thought he was Dennis Lilly and he did everything in his power to send balls down that fast that I didn't see them until I felt them hit my body.
So much pleasure. trying to knock the old man's head off in the nets.
Oh, Reg, look, we're very proud of your son too. And Matt and I, although we've heard that he's leaving, we haven't given him our express permission yet. So we're not entirely sure he'll get to walk out of the building. We'll see how that goes. But thanks so much for being part of our show and for sharing your son with us too, because you really raised a wonderful, wonderful
fine person,
man.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I'll drink to that when he finally is free. But thank you very much for the opportunity to say hi on the show.
Hey, thanks, bud. All the best. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, pal. Cheers.
Oh, Reg. Reg Clares, the father of the one and only Dean Clares or Claresy.
We've talked about Reg a lot on the show, haven't we, over the years? Yeah. Many times, but just haven't had him on the show very often.
Because he used to run Woolies and all these people still come up to me and goes, oh, your old man was a sweetheart. And he was running the company. Yeah, so a lot of memories there for the old man around the nation, which is pretty cool.
That's great.
That great Claresy, Matt and Kimber catch-up was for Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.